And go.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, how's it been? Yeah, welcome to Raw Talks with Sarah and Mark today. Yeah, so we just press play and we go.
Yeah, we've been on a little bit of a holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have been more on a holiday than we have.
Yeah, it's been about a month? 3 or 4 weeks now. Ooh. Yeah.
Luxury. Yes. We had 1 week. But that was very nice. It was very, very... yeah, it was great. We just spent time here at the farm. We didn't go anywhere. And that was amazing.
Yeah, I spent most of my time here at the farm. I went to Pai for a week and had some adventures. And I think the whole last week I've also just been here at the farm with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we just immersed ourselves in... I mean, we just don't want to leave. Every time I leave, it's like, oh, I just want to go back.
Yeah.
So that felt great.
We, like, the week prior, we went to town and there was so much traffic. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to go back to the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had a good time. And we ate all the foods.
We ate all the foods.
Well, to be honest, I didn't eat all the foods. So after my juice fast, I feel that my food relationship evolved a lot. So it was very nice to eat a little bit again to see where I was at. And I didn't have the craving for, I had pizza once and then I had like 2 slices, maybe 3. You had the rest.
I had the rest.
but we all felt like, yeah, that was completely unnecessary because we didn't, when it arrived, we didn't even really want it.
Right. Yeah.
But so what I observed was, okay, we still finish it. The next step, I guess, is like, okay, we ordered a pizza and I'm just not going to eat it because I don't want it. Yeah. So I ate a little bit, even though I didn't really want it. So I
ate a lot, even though I didn't want it.
Yeah.
But I kind of had a similar, I think the pizza was the only thing where I felt like it was probably too much. But like, you know, like I didn't slip back into a lot of the foods that I would normally go to. Like I didn't go have enchiladas. I didn't have falafel. I didn't have pita bread. I didn't have hummus. I didn't have a lot of things.
Yeah, and when you came back from Pai, when we were all eating like more cooked foods, like stir fries, and you know, like super clean, super. I mean, the food we eat here is like super, super clean, and like no gluten, no sugar, no nothing. So. But then when you can kind of order anything, the kitchen is kind of, and they go get whatever you want and, you know, all of that. You order somtam.
Yeah.
And for everyone who doesn't know that, that's like papaya salad. That's a raw, vegan, no sugar papaya salad.
With chilies. Like,
yeah, with chili.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I love it.
Yeah, so.
I could eat it every day.
Yeah. So that says, And after 2 weeks of food, and I've had a lot. I mean, my thing that I really like is the rice with the Burmese tea leaf salad and soy sauce on top.
The
saltiness.
The namprik.
With the namprik. Oh, the chili sauce. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's like the staff and the booty and her family. They're here and they cook and they do it like the Akka style, and they grill tomatoes over fire.
Yeah, fire roasted everything.
Yeah, it's so good. So we had a lot of that. So my thing, I think that my thing wasn't that I ate a lot of bad food. My thing was that I overate. The past 2 weeks, I've been full all the time, basically.
Yeah, there were a few times where I overate, especially with the rice. The rice just really fills you up quickly. Yeah.
So I think, I have a little bit of water retention, but it's not like it was last time. So I think that cleaning out a lot of the candida made a huge deal for me. Like huge. It like completely changed everything. So I'm very, very happy for that. And today, we, as of today, both you, me, and Simba are juicing for a week.
Back on the juice train.
Yeah. The juice train of 2022.
Yep.
2022. Yeah, I mean, I do that. I'm not going to juice my way through 2022. That's not what this is about. No. I'm going to juice. I feel like the last 5 days was really like, that's also an observation that I didn't start juicing earlier, even though I wanted to. I kept eating the food because I could. And the thing is, I can't always. So that's like a belief system that is not 100 aligned, but it's...
Yeah, I started to feel kind of like this arbitrary date that we put out there. January 1st. Yeah, now it's 3rd. But the first Monday of January, right? Whatever. Yeah. But I mean, it's that typical like New Year's resolution kind of feeling, you know, where... You know, we really are doing like a lifestyle thing.
Yes.
But, you know, our little break gave us that pause. And then it's like, okay, New Year's, let's start again. Mm. I feel like I could have gone back to the juice earlier, but I didn't.
Yeah. No, and neither did I. So, but I feel good about it. Especially now when I'm juicing this week, I feel really good already because it's like a pressure in the body that is releasing. And I know that the body will let go of some extra water that I'm carrying around. But it's not too dramatic. And emotionally, it's been pretty easy. But I did feel that the frequency goes down. I feel like my frequency goes down. I feel I'm not as alert. I feel heavier. My energy is not as high. Like I'm not in as high spirits, if that makes sense.
I slept in every day for a while. Yeah. I wasn't getting up at 6 a.m. like I was before.
And that was also an interesting thing that I didn't sleep well.
Mm.
So I've been waking up like maybe 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, almost every single day. And I'm sure that has to do with the food and the digestion.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Since I know that I ate a little bit too much. But I'm learning from this. So, yeah, it was 2 weeks. So that's fine. So now my focus is to get my kidneys filtering again. Because when I eat cooked food, they stop filtering. And so I got them to filter a couple of months back. And that was quite an intense experience as I had stones going through the kidneys. I could definitely feel that. And then I did that for, I don't know how long, but I got them to break open and then... Once I came back a little bit to the cooked food, they stopped filtering.
Yeah.
And then I did the 40-day juice fast, and they didn't filter.
Mm.
And so I've been trying to get them to filter before, and then I started the protocol of 7 days grape juice, and then 7 days fruit, 7 days grapefruit juice,
yeah,
7 days fruits. And so I'm going to go back on that and then just keep going until the kidneys start to filter again. And then I will start transitioning into something a little bit more balanced and start exercising and just living normal life, so to speak, and find a super healthy, long-term, quite energizing, but a little bit grounding. So the food that I was eating after the 40-day juice fast with the steamed pumpkin and all of that. Because now when I've had the food, the cooked food, I don't want that heaviness. Mm-hmm. I want the lightness. I want the vitality. I want that energy.
Right.
So I'm going to experiment with finding my optimal diet, like a long term, like a more long term thing.
Yeah, for me, I'm not quite there yet because I've got
I'm a couple of years ahead of you.
Right. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, you know, I'm starting my 6 month protocol, which is seven to 10 days of juice a month, and then fruit, mono fruit, the rest of the time. So that means just eating one type of fruit at a time for each meal. Mm. And then I've also got a whole box full of herbs to go along with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also going to do the herbs, but today we're just going to go through your herbs.
Yeah. See, I've got there's so many, I had to put them all in this box here. But,
and you took our traditional yerba mate cup for your pills.
Yeah, that's for my cocktail. Yeah, I put it all in there, and then I.
You took this in the. I was like, okay, you're using that one.
Yeah. So I've got a variety of tinctures from Dr. Morse, and also we've got some pills, capsules, that are some of the things were you know made right here from the farm.
Yeah.
Like this is a papaya leaf, and the papaya leaf grows you know right on the other side of the building here.
Yeah.
Dried up, put into a pill form. So papaya leaf, wormwood, black walnut husk. I've got black ginger in here.
Yeah.
Neem.
Yeah, so we're doing. So you will also be doing the candida cleanse.
Yes.
So the one that I did was on the juice, and I did our local herbs that we have here, like the black walnut hull, the wormwood, and the clove. These together are like a candida and parasite. I don't know.
Yeah. Cleans house.
Yeah, cleans house, and the neem. And the papaya leaf are also super, super detoxifying. Neem especially. This is like, it kills the eggs and stuff from the parasites. And it's like great for candida and stuff. And as you said, moringa that we also have here. Mm-hmm. These are like more general boosters. And black ginger is a good energy balancer.
Yeah. So every day I'll be taking these a couple times a day. I've got a little sticky note here to remind me which tinctures I'm taking once a day, twice a day, pills twice a day. So I remember what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
I've got some GI Renew capsules.
Yeah, that is like a bowel cleaner, and these they come in different.
This is the strong. This is the heavy duty stuff here.
That means that you might have a lot of bowel movements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll report back next week on that.
This one we need to be a little bit careful with, because these needs to be adjusted to your bowels.
Yeah.
So how many bowel movements do you have per day? Tell the world how many bowel movements.
Two or one, depending.
Two or one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This might be a little bit too strong for you.
Well, maybe I just take one a day.
Yeah. I will look into exactly what to do with that.
Yeah, just take two a day, but I could adjust that.
Yes, but it's like when you order it, there's many levels.
Yeah. This is the one that was recommended to me.
Oh, this is the one.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and then we always, always, always go with kidney and bladder support. So if we're detoxing, we need to support the kidneys, especially if they are not filtering, but always, because that's where most of the toxins, they go through the kidneys, through the urine.
Mm.
And you have adrenal support, which is also like super. You have
that was one of my issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. With stress and we can talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. We can.
That how this is. So food and detox and diet is one way of healing the tissues and rehydrating the tissues and boosting the cellular regeneration and the self-healing mechanism that the body is. There's also like the emotional aspect of it all, and that is very much connected to the adrenals. And if the adrenals are a little bit compromised, yeah. if they've been working hard for a long time, then they need support, and yeah. they need rest, and they need to really work on balancing out the nervous system. So if you have stress or trauma, then the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight nervous system, is like constantly activated, and then the adrenals are, yeah, they've been working hard for a long time. So this is the detox part of yeah. the work that you are doing.
Yeah.
Is there any other things that you are doing?
Well, you know, I'm doing daily practices with meditation, body movement, breath work. Those are all the, you know, the other key ingredients that are helping me.
Yeah.
And then I'm also doing some deep dives into some personal
yeah.
Trauma.
Yeah.
That came up recently. So.
Yeah, so what we are doing, so you are here long term, so, and I am too, but so we create like a healing lifestyle. So when you live here and do the detox, and you do the sessions, you do the group stuff, you do the meditation, and you just gradually start to calm the whole system down, and then the tissues will kind of release by itself. And when the nervous system becomes more and more grounded, the body feels more and more safe to start to bring things up to yeah. the surface. So it's basically to just give the body the best
safety.
Yeah, the best circumstances to activate all the healing mechanisms and to ground the nervous system. So basically just being here over time,
yeah,
doing it will bring things to the surface, and then spirit will also come in and guide you to different situations that you can use to your healing advantage.
Yep.
I feel like I served that on a plate for you.
Yeah, so we went on a hike for the, you know, the first day of the new year, and it wasn't a very long or very difficult hike, but on the way down from the top of the mountain, I had a little fall. Maybe it was a big fall. Maybe it was bigger in my mind than I thought it was. But I slipped and fell and kind of hit a rock right on my tailbone. And what happened is I kind of blacked out, and luckily Simba was there to help and guide me and, you know, lift my legs into position so that I could revive. And then I kind of laid there for a little while, and I got up, and then I passed out again. And that was a very alarming emotional response to something that wasn't that traumatic. There wasn't like blood everywhere. There wasn't a huge injury. I didn't have to be like lifted up by a helicopter to get out of the jungle or anything.
No,
I was, you know, very minorly affected, you know, physically by it, but emotionally I was triggered into a state where, you know, I was, you know, ready to leave the world.
Yeah.
You know, I was
triggered. And that is the blue zone in the nervous system.
Yeah.
And that is, so we have the green zone where the nervous system is balanced, and then we have the red zone where the fight or flight nervous system is activated.
Yeah, I just went.
Yes, and then we have the blue zone, so that is the freeze.
Yeah.
And that is the preparation for death.
Yeah.
And that is, it's like if you're, if you meet a tiger, then you go, holy shit, and then you either run or fight for your survival. And if that's not possible and the tiger is going to get you and eat you, then the body has a protective mechanism, so that won't be as horrible as it could be. And yeah. then there's like the humongous amount of like hormones and cocktails and dopamine and like just to numb you out and to, yeah, basically prepare you for death.
Yeah.
What so that's what happened.
Yeah, it is what happened. And, you know, I start to connect the dots to other times in my life where that has happened.
Yeah.
Where there wasn't necessarily a life-threatening situation, but my body said, this is life-threatening, goodbye.
Yeah.
And, you know, what it really boils down to is stored or pent-up trauma from my childhood. And, you know, I think it's a, you know, classic kind of PTSD response.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, spirit guided you into a situation where you came in contact with that and were offered the support and the guidance, like, instantly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that opened up for you, basically.
Yeah, it opened up, which means it's ready to work.
Yep.
It's ready to work on, and I'm ready to explore it and, you know, let it reveal whatever it has to reveal.
Yeah. And ultimately to let that go.
To let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very
like,
cool.
I'd like to not have that response unless it's a real life-threatening situation, you know. It works. It works well.
Yeah,
that mechanism works well. I'd like to have it work correctly.
Yeah, I mean that's the only thing it is. It's the physical body. It's the natural response. It's a that's how your body works. That's how you're supposed to work. But when traumatic experiences happens to us as children, we don't have the tools and the resources and the cognitive response. We don't know what's happening. We don't. Yeah. The body doesn't know. We don't know that. And it's super. When it's very scary, when we get very, very afraid, and there's no one there to protect us. And as we learn more and more about trauma, it doesn't take that much for children to have a traumatic experience. That's just the way it is. And yeah, there's a lot of energy and happiness and vitality to regain from letting these responses go. And we also hold on to them through different patterns and belief systems and coping mechanisms. And as you do this work, you start to unravel that and let go systematically, step by step.
Yeah, all the layers start to unfold, and I start to see, you know, what it is inside of me that's real, and start to take away all the things that aren't me.
Yeah, that is different responses to different things.
Yeah,
that's usually what it is, and so that's very cool.
Yeah, a little bit scary, but also cool.
Yeah. I forget that it's also scary.
Yeah, kind of.
I totally understand that. Yeah, my thing is to back down from the head first kind of deep dive into scary stuff and back off and allow the body to really become not the body become softer, but the energy and the nourishment, like everything, to become softer. And I am creating more routines and habits for myself that can allow that softness. And since I have a lot of experience or history of stress, I really need to just keep aligning with the farm and the nature. And my motto is enjoying the view, like no matter what I do.
Yeah.
Enjoy the view what you do.
And
just,
like that.
Yeah. Just stop and enjoy the view.
Yeah, and you can stop and,
do less.
And witness. And...
Yeah, do less. There's nothing more I need to do. And the funny thing when I do that is that creativity just like a leaf blower. Like just throws out ideas and things I want to do. And
yeah, there's definitely been an air of creativity.
Mm. You know, oh, yeah.
There's been a lot.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun on our holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So
we're manifesting a lot of things.
Yeah. But that's also what we're supposed to do, like in life, when happiness and vitality is returning to the body, then the creativity just becomes like super intense. And I've always, my very, very, one of my favorite people in the world, Andreas, my ex-boyfriend, he always said that there's not enough time to do all the things I want to do. And I just looked at him and I was like, wow, I have nothing I want to do. It's like, I had no hobbies, no nothing. And I was always amazed of people, and I envied people who had things that they wanted to do, but didn't have enough time. I'd never experienced that. And now there's like, oh my God, there's not enough time. There's so many things I want to do. And it's like, there's so much creativity. So now I'm walking around with my notebook and I just write everything. Yeah, because otherwise I feel super, super inspired. So
that's a really good start to the year.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. We came to a natural stop.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say? Any encouraging words for the new year?
I think that GI broom's hitting me.
The GI broom? You're not even thinking that.
The GI
broom. So your final words is, I need to go to the bathroom.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm going to see how long I can keep you here before you run.
I mean, maybe another 30 seconds.
So it already smells like shit here. Before we started, I like, it smells like cow shit. And you're like, yeah, it's cocoa. So then I glance over. So Coco, he's one of our dogs. His favorite thing is to roll around in cow shit. And he's been doing that a lot lately. And he's just lying over here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, it smells like compost or something.
Yeah.
So
10, 9.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. See you.
Bye, everyone. See you next week. Ciao.